Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
From humble beginnings more than 85 years ago, Mueller Incorporated has grown to become the leading manufacturer of steel buildings and residential metal roofing in the Southwest. Our company is still headquartered in Ballinger, the small West Texas town where it was founded, but we've grown to more than 30 locations. What has been the key factor in that growth? Innovation. At Mueller, innovation requires thinking outside the metal box. We always strive to be better than we were yesterday. By doing that, we've uncovered new technology and have discovered that strength doesn't come from what you can do, it comes from what you once thought was impossible. From simple barns to highly complex commercial projects, a Mueller structure is manufactured with longevity, durability, and customer satisfaction in mind. You can rest assured that your Mueller metal roof or steel building will withstand the test of time. Here at Mueller, we're making it better, we're making it stronger, and we're making it right here in America. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to get started on your Mueller project today.
Well, the cattle futures were both sides of unchanged today, with varying differences in the front end. October live cattle finished the day up 47 at 102.32, while the September feeders, which expire on Thursday, were down 32. So we were higher on the front end live cattle, down on the front end feeder cattle. September feeders were 141.27, which is below the last index. The feeder cattle index as of yesterday was 139.68. So we're roughly $1.30 or so away from the index. Of course, the futures are trying to predict the feeder cattle index on Friday, not today's index. So there is a little bit of discrepancy there. But October feeders were up 65, 141.90. November feeders up 52 at 140.25. While everything behind the October live cattle were down 17 in D's, down 5 in February, down about 7 in the April's. The lean hog futures today finished up 82 in December at 69.20. Yesterday we had a cold storage report which showed 606 million pounds of pork and 469 million pounds of beef in cold storage. Kind of in the middle of the range for the beef here. We've been quite a bit higher and quite a bit lower, but right in the middle. Pork is still kind of on the high end, and then total red meat is near the high end over the last couple of years.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, September 26th, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com, starting 8 a.m. Central Time, 24,000 head, 5,400 yearling steers, 3,500 yearling heifers, 6,100 weaned calves, and 8,500 calves on cows. If you want more details, go to the website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or call Superior, 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
Today's grain action was mixed. We had corn 2.5 higher, got stronger throughout the day. Beans finished up 1 cent here with November at 8.93 1/4. They actually got weaker throughout the day. Then the wheats were down 1 to 2 cents. Cotton finished down about 55, puts December at 60.36. Yesterday's crop progress report showed that corn was 57% good to excellent. It was actually higher than last week, which is kind of a surprise. Beans are left unchanged at 54% excellent, good to excellent. This time of year, we start to watch the progress of the crops, and corn maturity is at 29%. The five-year average is 57%, so we're still substantially behind where we need to be. 7% harvested, normally about 11% at this time. There is some forecasted frost possibilities tonight and through the next couple of days up to the Midwest, and with that immature corn, that could cause some problems here, and I guess that's maybe why we held together here on the corn market. And then today, the president did his speech at the UN General Assembly. There's a lot of anticipated meetings this week. The U.S. and Japan, possibly the Inca deal, while both Abe and Trump are both in New York City. Not really confirmed that, but we've heard some of that. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.